Point Radio.
We are back. Hey, it is Mike Robb, and I brought with me Jason Hervey. You remember him, the big brother from the Wonder Years, now a big-time TV and movie producer, and with a project headed to reality TV that you just got to hear about. Plus, it's time travel with a kick-ass soundtrack. It's a new VH1 series, Hindsight, and we talk to the stars coming up. Let's get to the point.
This is the point. The Point Radio. Get the Point Radio.
The VH1 series Hindsight combines a couple of rather unique elements of storytelling. First, there's time travel, and then there's some relationships to deal with as well. It's all about Becca, a woman in her 40s who has a chance to travel back in her own timeline to when she was in her 20s and correct mistakes that she made over the last couple of decades. It's hard to buttonhole a show like this. Is it really about time travel, or is it about the relationship of the characters? I talked to series star Craig Horner.
Well, I would take the sci-fi and the time-traveling aspect out of it. It really is a relationship show, just set in the 90s. The time-traveling really happens in the first episode, and that's out of the way. And now we're in the 90s, so I think it's just a great romantic comedy show, but there's there's a mystery as well.
Truly one of the stars of the show is also the soundtrack, covering some great hits from the 90s decade. I assume that Laura Ramsey, who plays Becca, might find all this music new. Well, since she was born in the 80s, but that's not the case.
First of all, I want to say you're right on about the one of the lead characters being the music in the show. And I also want to say that I did live in the 90s. I remember the 90s perfectly. In every single song, I am like a 90s music person. So every song that is on, I am a fan. I know and remember most of the songs.
It's a bit of a treat for us because obviously when we're filming it, we don't really know what songs we're going to be putting on in the background. But so when you get to watch the show, you're like, wow, hey, that's really cool. I love this song. Just as much for us.
Yeah, it makes you go back and remember like where you were at in your life when you heard that song.
There's a lot of care to make sure the music fits in just right.
Yeah, they have been really, really careful with making sure every song was during when you shot the episode, what was happening during that time in 95, what month, what song was coming out. They've been really careful and smart with what they've been chosen. And also, I didn't realize, I mean, just the beginning when you see the opening credits and it's Space Pod playing, I felt like the coolest person ever.
Yeah.
I didn't realize during the Space Pod song.
Greg's character, Sean, seems to have a couple of different sides, both a jilted bridegroom and then one with a slightly darker edge as well. I ask him which of those we'd be seeing more of.
Yeah, I think the more Sean is pushed, you know, I think pushed and pulled, you know. When new flames start to be ignited in his life, you'll see some passion from Sean, that side of him. And when he's hurt, you'll see some fiery anger from him. So there's lots of emotions. So he's going through a lot right now, you know.
For Laura, I was curious about what she likes and dislikes about Becca.
Well, what I love about Becca as a character is, I mean, no matter what she's going through, you know, she's trying to make the right decision and she's trying to do it with love and without trying to hurt anyone. So she'll do anything she can to try to stop things or start things that she knows is going to be wrong or right, but at the same time, what is right and wrong? And it gets quite confusing after a little while, and she starts to just kind of lose it. And I love her because she's just goofy, and you can relate. I think a lot of women can relate to this character because, you know, she's going through so much, and she's trying to make the right decision and trying to change and live and... And I mean, I think everybody can relate to her.
New episodes of Hindsight every Wednesday on VH1. And you can catch up on past episodes right now at VH1.com.
The Point Radio.
Never too cold for stuff to be going on in pop culture. The Alien film franchise is getting a little bit of a reboost with a new director and a new run of films. They'll begin right after Prometheus 2 hits, which will be produced and directed by Ridley Scott. And then Scott will produce a new run of Alien films, but the first one will be directed by Neil Blomkamp, who you know from the District 9 movies. Blomkamp's next film is Chappie, which opens in theaters in just a few days. Looks like the votes are in over on Amazon Prime, and the winners of the shows that will be getting series there include the alternate history thriller The Man in the High Castle, the dark comedy Mad Dogs, the documentary series The New Yorker Presents, and the kids program Just Add Magic as well, along with The Stinky and Dirty Show. Also, Mozart in the Jungle has been renewed at Amazon Prime for a second season. Dynamite is getting the girls together for what will be a major mini-series featuring all the female characters from the company. It's called Swords of Sorrow, and Gail Simone will be writing the core book and creating the framework for the event. Characters will include Red Sonja Vampirella and Deja Thoris from John Carter. There'll also be inclusions from Kato, Jungle Girl, Lady Rawhide, Jennifer Blood, and a lot more. Three miniseries and a special will begin it all in May, and then there'll be more miniseries after that as Swords of Sorrow continues throughout the summer months. It looks like Jim Starlin's Dread Star is headed to TV. The series is being developed into a scripted run with Jim Starlin as executive producer and writer as well. It's done by Universal Cable Productions and Bender Spink, who've also done a number of projects for USA and the Sci-Fi Network.
The Point, The Point.
By sight, you know Jason Hervey as Big Brother Wayne from The Wonder Years. But for decades now, he's been behind the desk and behind the camera, producing some fascinating documentaries and series. So what attracted Jason to that side of the industry?
Most everybody in my family are on the business side of the entertainment business. And, you know, I was the only one at the time who, you know, decided, hey, you know, I want to be an actor, and got excited about that. And then really on The Wonder Years, as Fred was being curious about being a director, I was really curious about being a producer. And I was always fascinated with how a project works and how it comes together and how you go from an idea to then, you know, having it somehow magically appear on television. So I really would say it's kind of the influence of my family and, you know, the things that I was just generally curious in and about. So that's really how it happened.
Jason's latest work is a reality show called Outlaw Country, and he couldn't be happier to talk about it.
For me personally, it's my proudest work. It takes two different camps, so to speak. One in these guys living, you know, what's called the outlaw lifestyle, culture, you know, whatever you want to call it, and then law enforcement. You know, I'm fans of both of those genres separately, so to include them and have the rare opportunity of, you know, on Outlaw Country on WGN coming out February 24, it was just it was a real treat. And the team that Bischoff Hervey Entertainment, our company, put together, really everybody was on the same page with a singular focus of, you know, making this the best series you know, ever. And I know that's kind of you know, a high mark to jump over, but I think when you watch that show, from the cinematography, from the music, from the technology that we used to tell the story and capture the moments that we did, make it truly a unique piece and a must-watch.
The show takes the unique stance of covering a local town, both on the side of the law and a group of citizens who may or may not allegedly be doing some things that are not necessarily legal. And again, allegedly.
Yeah, I've been trained to use that word, Mike. But originally, it was really all about the task force. And when we got the phone call from somebody we work with to make an introduction to the mayor and, you know, the great town of Buckner, Missouri, and the chief of police and the federal agents, Dillman and Fingers, who head up the task force, we flew down there, you know, met with them, learned about what was going, you know, on in the town, kind of the main persons of interest. And while we were there, we got a phone call requesting a sit down from the Monk Brothers. So at 2 a.m, we found ourselves in the basement of Revelation Tattoo, meeting with John and Josh and the other members of the Alliance. And they wanted to participate. They said, "Hey, you know, we understand. You know, word is you know, you guys are down here discussing a reality TV show, and based on who we hear it's about, we have a good idea of what that story is probably going to be. So rather than having somebody else tell our story for us, we want to tell our story. And usually kind of guys like that want to run from the cameras. These guys embrace
producing reality TV, not always that easy. And with a show like this, there had to be some interesting challenges.
You know, honestly, is a lot of it is, you know, just doing something different, you know, standing out in the sea of choices that people have. And that's why every time you go out and make a show, you got to keep raising that bar. And WGN is the perfect network to do that with. You know, they've been around for a while, mostly, you know, showing repeats and things of other shows, but they're the aggressive and smart leadership at WGN, you know, stepped out there with Salem and followed it up with Manhattan, and the season 2 of Salem is coming out. And they wanted to, you know, put themselves on the map in the reality area.
Jason, along with his business partner, Eric Bischoff, have been involved in a number of projects involving pro wrestling. I was curious if there's any more of that coming up.
You know, nothing that my business partner, Eric Bischoff, and I can talk about. But, you know, we're both fans of pro wrestling, always have been, always will be. We'll always be involved one way, shape, or form. But, you know, wrestling is kind of personal to me because on Saturday morning, it really what brought my father and my brother and I to the couch together. It's kind of the one thing that we could agree on to watch. And since I was a little kid, it's been a part of my life and, you know, just kind of, you know, personal to me. Because I've, you know, great memories of, you know, my father or my brother and I, you know, all yelling at the TV, watching it together on Saturday morning.
See what Jason's put together in Outlaw Country. New episodes every Tuesday on WGN America. And see a little sample right now at WGNAmerica.com.
Good point.
That does it for the podcast for right now. Back at the end of the week, though, with a look behind the scenes at the hit USA Network comedy, Sirens. All that and more waiting for you on websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory. Find out what we're close to by sticking close to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under The Point Radio. See you in a few days.
Get The Point Radio.